Jesus guides us towards heaven, giving us right teaching, teaching that is very clear to follow, maybe difficult to live. But that's why we need his grace. We need God's grace and help every step of the way. There's never any point in the journey towards heaven where I can say I can do it on my own. We always need God's grace. We need his help to know where the destination is. Some people might even get that confused about where am I going? Everyone wants to be happy, but even everyone has maybe even a different interpretation of really what happiness is for oneself and for others. But only through God, from God, can we know where true happiness is to be found. And it's in his sacred heart. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You have no happiness outside of me, says God. You'd think, right? If God is the one, thank you very much. If God is the one who made us and created that desire in our heart, he is the one who will also bring it to fulfillment, and not ourselves. So, did you create heaven? No. Well, that means the person who provides heaven for you is the one to bring you to fulfillment. And he requires then that we stay on the road he made for us towards heaven. And so Old Testament scripture from Book of Leviticus marks out that path to heaven, saying, okay, this is what you must avoid or what you must do in order to stay on the road towards heaven, meaning you cannot break these commandments. Actually, these Ten Commandments, we know they're actually so deeply rooted in our human nature and heart that we know them deep down. And it's possible to know them without God revealing them. But because they are so necessary to live and to observe, God reveals them anyway to make sure that we stay on the road. Because we can, through natural reason, we can come to the conclusion of these Ten Commandments on our own by the use of natural reason. However, because we have the effects of original sin working against us, we can get it wrong. And so we still need God's revelation of these Ten Commandments. So that's why he reveals them. They're so important. It's so necessary to stay on this road and not break through the barrier that is break the commandments. So the analogy is this. You're on a mountain road, and you have a guardrail that, at least visibly, but even maybe physically, keeps you on the road and not going over the cliff. What's stopping you from just simply breaking through the barrier and going over the edge? Nothing. You have free will. You are capable of making a choice either to stay on the road or to go off it. Of course, you'd think, oh, it's crazy to go off the road. But some people, maybe it's just the pride. Well, I'm going to do it just because I can. I'm going to break this commandment just because I want to. And some people, I think, maybe break the commandments of the Lord out of spite. Say, I'm going to do this. And basically, I'm going to hurt myself so that I could, hurt you. You ever thought of that arrangement? I'm going to hurt myself out of spite towards God. Oh, that's ugly. Basically, but you know what? Jesus, he's not like outside observing you falling over the cliff, driving over the edge willfully. That's what mortal sin is, really. All sin offends God, whether it's serious or not so serious. But mortal sin is something of grave matter, probably of the Ten Commandments, doing it willfully, meaning full consent, with full knowledge that this is something that's going to kill me. Also, it not only hurts me. Some people say, well, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not hurting. Yes, you are. Even with the smallest sin, wounds the body of Christ. And Jesus is not like outside. He's with you. He's a traveling companion. You're in the driver's seat. He's riding shotgun. He's in the passenger seat. And he's saying, don't drive over the edge. I don't want to die. If you're a passenger in a car and someone says, I don't feel good today. I'm just going to drive over the edge. He goes, no, stay on the road. Keep your eyes on the road. Keep your lights on. Don't drive in the dark thinking you're going to just go by, do the Luke Skywalker thing and go by your feelings. Yeah, right. You're not just going to go use the force, right? No, the only true force is the Spirit of God. And we know him by our conscience, in listening to our conscience, but also observing the teachings of the Catholic Church that are lights along this path. And they make it secure. And they definitely give us that direction. So some people choose to break through the barrier, and that's what mortal sin is. It's an offense against God, or against yourself, or your neighbor. Well, it's ultimately against God, of grave matter, meaning it's if you go in this direction, you're not gonna obtain your happiness. With full consent and full knowledge, then that means it's gonna kill the life of Christ in your soul. That's what mortal means. And so it's the analogy, driving off the edge. Now, what is that then in relation to something that's a lesser sin? St. Paul says not all sin is deadly, meaning there are some sins that kill that life, that sanctifying grace in the soul. It is the driving over the edge, all right? And it's not just suicide I'm talking about. All sin kills the life of Christ in the soul, all grave matter. With full knowledge, full consent. But there are some sins that don't do that. All sin offends God, but not all sin can kill the life of Christ in the soul. It's called venial sin, easily pardonable or however. That's probably because it's missing one of those three, or all three, maybe. You know, it's not grave matter, or it might be something that where you're confused about what is right and wrong, knowing it. Or, you know, the obvious example, if someone has a gun to your head and coerces you into an evil action, then it wasn't full consent, right? But, you know, some people might be coerced in some way, in some subtle manner even. If it's even in some subtle way of without full consent or not full knowledge, then the priest in the confessional can guide you in that discernment, that judgment about that action, and help you know, well, it wasn't mortal in this case because of your will wasn't entirely in it. You had some sort of contribution of your will, so there's sin there, yes. But you didn't drive over the edge, all right? But you must still even avoid, here's the point, and this is what Jesus wants us to know today. Avoid even the lesser sins. Because what's doing? You're on the road, you stay on the road, but it's like toying with to commit a sin, saying, I can do this sin and still go to communion. Do you ever catch yourself thinking that? Or hear someone say that? Or know that that's what they're doing? You know, I'm going to commit this sin because I can still go to Holy Communion. And we must avoid doing that too. We must stay, basically, it's like toying with the double yellow. It's like even crossing the double yellow. Well, I'm not hurting anyone. Yes, you can. You can. But what about that semi truck or that truck or that other passenger of the oncoming traffic, and you're toying with this little yellow line just because you can? No, that's the venial sin. That also offends and wounds other people. Just toying with it. Just playing, well, I'm not going to hurt anyone. Yes, we do. All sin wounds the body of Christ. And that's why we need to do penance, to contribute to the healing that I actually caused and the wound that I actually caused. So that's the Lenten journey is part of it, is doing penance. And then so the acts of charity, and that's what the gospel is about. All right, we help heal the wound I caused by acts of charity. And that's what Jesus is pointing out. He says, yes, avoid the sin. But not just simply, our life is not just to avoid the evil, but to do the good. And Jesus is saying people who on purpose avoid doing charity when they're called to, when it's right there in front of them, you know, going the other side of the road, when you see that someone wounded, the scribes and the Pharisees and the priests, they saw someone hurt who was a foreigner or whatever, go on the other side of the road to avoid the charity. That's what Jesus is talking about. Is when we have a duty to do charity to someone, and I on purpose avoid doing that, that's serious. And that offends our Lord. He's saying, cease those moments of charity, of kindness, of giving others the truth. All right? What I'm preaching today, you go and tell someone else what I just said today. Charity is helping others get to heaven by pointing out the road that is secure. Give them the teachings of the Catholic Church, which are lights along this path of faith. They make it secure. They light it up. So that's charity, giving people the truth. And so some people, maybe it's sins of omission, perhaps. So Jesus is saying, avoid sins of commission, but also avoid sins of omission. We must fulfill our religious duties, in particular our duty of charity to our neighbor. Please stand now and let us present our needs to God the Father.